Treasure Trove.
Treasure Trove.
He started playing in the mid-1930s.
It had been that way since 1910.
It took place in 1841.
At the ABC.
They first arrived in 1838.
Podcast.
It's just beautiful.
Well, we're looking at a photograph. It's a particular type of photograph called an ambrotype, which is a medium of photography that came into being in the 1850s. And the subject of the photograph is a man named Thomas Wentworth Wills, who has gone down in history, among other things, as one of the inventors of Australian rules football.
Tom Wills was born in Sydney in 1836, the eldest son of Horatio Wills, himself a convict's child, who became a significant landowner and member of the Victorian Parliament. When Tom was four, the family moved from a property near present-day Canberra to one near the Grampians. National Portrait Gallery curator Joanna Gilmore takes up the story.
Tom spent his early years, I suppose, in Victoria, just running around the bush. He made friends with the local Aboriginal children. He could speak Indigenous languages, for example. But then Horatio, wanting his children to have the sort of opportunities that he himself never had, when Tom was old enough to go to school, he was initially bundled off to a respectable school in Melbourne, and then once he'd finished there, it was decided that he should go to rugby, and that's sort of really where he came into his own as an athlete. He really distinguished himself, not so much in football, but particularly in cricket while he was at school in England.
When Tom returned to Australia, he continued to shine as a cricketer, captaining the Victorian team. In 1858, he came up with the idea for a new type of football to keep cricketers fit during the winter months.
He wrote to a newspaper in Melbourne in 1858 calling for a group of men to get together to form a code of laws for a local game or a local brand of football. Subsequently, he and a few mates did get together, wrote up those rules, and of course it's the game that we now know as Australian rules football.
And he wanted something that was more athletic or more graceful, if you like, something more suited to cricketers, their bodies and the way they play, than rugby.
Indeed, and something that utilised the sort of wide open spaces that Australia had at its disposal. And it's a much more sort of democratic game to play football in England, and certainly to play rugby. Well, you had to be at rugby school. You had to be from a certain sector of society, obviously, to be admitted to those sorts of institutions. So I think, or I like to think, that what Tom is getting at is something that's not just athletic and suited to Australian conditions, but which actually kind of embodies them in a lot of ways. Something where you can just show up on a field and run around and kick a ball and jump and tackle and do all of those sorts of things.
Tom Wills founded the Melbourne Football Club. But just a few years later, his life took a tragic turn when he set off with his father in 1861 to establish a new sheep station in central Queensland.
And only a couple of weeks after arriving there and starting to get settled, a group of local Aboriginal people who were camped nearby mounted a very violent raid on the property, and Horatio and 17 other people were killed. Tom, at this time, had been sent away by his father on an errand to a neighbouring property, came back and, of course, was one of the people who discovered what had happened. In hindsight, it's easy, I suppose, or obvious to sort of assume that this incident in 1861 is probably behind a lot of the problems that Tom himself subsequently suffered. By the time of his father's death, being a sports person, he was already someone who had a taste for the drink, and of course there was a very strong relationship in those days. Arguably, you could say it's still the same now, but certainly in the 19th century there was a very sort of strong relationship between recreational drinking and sport. And even professional athletes spent a lot of time in the pub and in the clubhouse and so forth. So he already had a problem with drinking, and of course following his father's death he seems to have reverted or resorted to drinking even more.
Nonetheless, Tom Wills went on to distinguish himself in another area of sport, Indigenous cricket.
Subsequent to the events of 1861, which of course involved Aboriginal people, Tom then went on to work with them again. He didn't have any seemingly no prejudices against Aboriginal people despite what had happened to his father in Queensland. So in 1866, he was engaged as the captain coach of a cricket team that was formed from Aboriginal men who'd all learnt to play cricket while they were working as stockmen on properties in Western Victoria. And some white men got together and said, let's get this team together, let's take them to England, bearing in mind, of course, that these were the days when a team of Aboriginal people was a sort of as much a novelty and almost a sideshow.
A curiosity.
A curiosity rather than a bona fide sporting team, which, of course, you know, they were. They were all very skilled athletes as well. So Tom was engaged to get them into shape, to train them with a view to the team being able to subsequently tour to England. Once again, that's something that suffered due partly to Tom's alcoholism, the alcoholism of other members of the team, and also to all sorts of sort of financial shenanigans on the part of the people who were funding the team's tour to England.
So that tour didn't go ahead. There was one later, but
that's
not
right.
His.
Yeah, so Tom was replaced as the captain coach of this particular team, but the team itself, slightly different in composition, did eventually tour to England in 1868, and that, of course, was the first Australian sporting team of whatever description to tour internationally.
There's also some speculation that AFL, was modelled at least partly on an Indigenous game that Tom Wills had witnessed as a child.
Yeah, certainly speculation only. There's no sort of hard evidence to suggest that Australian rules owes some of its origins to an Indigenous game named Marngrook, which was played by people of the Western District in Victoria. They used a possum skin which had been stuffed with charcoal or some other sorts of substances. Marngrook, of course, involves what we now sort of recognise as being central to AFL, things like marking and so forth. So while there's no evidence to suggest that Tom ever witnessed that game and then sort of took some of those ideas to the table when they were codifying Australian rules, it's not unreasonable to suspect that, given that when he was a little boy he was playing with the local Aboriginal children, that he might have seen them playing a game, Marngrook or something very similar.
As his drinking became worse, his career suffered. He fell into debt and was disowned by his family. At the age of 44, in a state of delirium tremens, Tom Wills killed himself by stabbing himself in the heart with a pair of scissors. As curator Joanna Gilmore explains, the National Portrait Gallery's photograph of Wills is especially poignant.
It's taken in 1859, not long after he got back from school, at the time when he was really sort of at the peak of his career and his profile as a cricketer. We don't know the photographer, but their photographs, there's one of Tom, there's some of his siblings, and of course one of Horatio, his father, taken in a studio in Geelong in about 1859, which is when two of his younger brothers, Horace and Cedric, were about to be sent off to school in Germany. So they're sort of these beautiful photos, but sad in that they document these very proud, very successful people not long before everything went very sadly wrong for the family. So it was only some months after these photographs were taken that Horatio went up to Queensland to take up his new property, and of course therefore not long before the events that actually triggered Tom's downfall, certainly.
Thanks for listening to this 666 ABC Canberra podcast. To subscribe to this or any of our podcasts, go to abc.net.au/Canberra.